Okay, good vach, everybody. So nice to see you. Here we are, Parshas Kisavo. And when we lay in Parshas Kisavo, that's certainly an indication that Rosh Hashanah is around the corner. The reason for that is the Gemara says in Masachas Megillah that the Klalos Sheba Mishnah Torah Korim Osam Kodem Rosh Hashanah. The Parsha of the Klalos, which we read yesterday in Parshas Kisavo, should be read, or required to be read, actually, prior to Rosh Hashanah. And annually, Parshas Kisavo is read two Shabbosos prior to Rosh Hashanah. Parshas Nitzavim, which we'll read next week, is the buffer Shabbos. But Parshas Kisavo must be absolutely, positively read prior to Rosh Hashanah. But not just the Klalos should be Mishnah Torah. Not just the Klalos and Parshas Kisavo are required to be read prior to Rosh Hashanah, but actually the Klalos should be Torah's Kohanim. The klalos, the first set of klalos that we read about in Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Bechukosai, those two also must be read prior to Atzeres. So therefore, the two klalos that we have, the Ramban writes that the first klalos in Sefer Vayikra, Keneged, the Churban Bayis Rishon, the second klalos, which we read yesterday in Parshas Kisavo, are Keneged, Churban Bayis Sheni. Both of them are required to be read. The trials and the tribulations, the sadness, the pain, the suffering of the klalos, of the curses, must be read before each of those two holidays, prior to Rosh Hashanah and prior to Shavuot. So the Gemara asks why. What's the reason that the klalos, that the curses must be read prior to Shavuot in Sefer Vayikra and prior to Rosh Hashanah in Sefer Dvarim? The Gemara famously says, "Kadei shetichle shana v'kilaloseha," that the year should be completed with all of its curses, all of the difficulties, all of the challenges, all of the curses of Tav Shin Pei Aleph should stay in Tav Shin Pei Aleph, and we should move into the coming year, the new year, Tav Shin Pei Beis, tachel shana u'birchaseh, with brachos, only blessings. So we don't want to start the year by reading the klalos, and therefore, as a result, when it comes to Parshas Kisavo, it must be read prior to Rosh Hashanah to finish, to knock off all of the klalos prior to the beginning of the new year. And the same thing is true when it comes to Shavuos, because we consider that to be the new year also, because on Shavuos we're nidon al peros al ilan, and therefore we also want to complete the klalos as well prior to Atzer. So therefore there's a very strong common denominator, a link between the klalos and Sefer Vayikra and Parshas Bechukosai, the klalos and Sefer Dvar in Parshas Kisavo, and the fact that they both must be read and completed prior to Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. However, a more careful analysis of the two klalos which we read in Parshas Bechukosai and Parshas Kisavo will lend itself to significant categorical differences between the two klalos. As I said, the Ramban notes that the first are Keneged Churban Bayis Rishon, the second are Keneged Churban Bayis Sheni. But let's take a more careful look at the Psukim as you see in front of you, and we'll note two very, very drastic differences, significant differences, categorical and fundamental differences between the klalos in Parshas Bechukosai and the klalos in Parshas Kisavo. So you take a look at your page, you see right in front of you Parshas Bechukosai, and let's read the first two Psukim, and it should jump out at you something significant about the klalos in Sefer Vayikra. The Torah tells us, and this is toward the end of the klalos in Parshas Bechukosai, "V'hanisharim bachem," those of you who are left over, "V'hevesi morach bilvavam be'artzos oyveim v'rodaf osam kol ala nidaf," you're going to be chased and run after, "V'nasu minusas chervin," you're going to be chased after by the sword, "V'naflu ve'ein rodev v'chashlu ish be'achiv kimipnei cherev," you're going to trip on each other as you're being chased by the sword, "V'rodev ayin v'losia lachem tekum lefnei ve'echem," you're not going to be able to stand up against your enemy, "Va'avadetem ba'goyim," you are going to be destroyed, disgraced, lost amongst the goyim, "Va'achla eschem eretz oyveim," and you're going to be swallowed up by your enemy. If you take a look, it's very clear that in Parshas Bechukosai, it's written b'lashon rabim, in the plural, talking to all of Klal Yisrael. Take a look at the words, "V'hanisharim bachem," "V'hevesi marach bilvavam," in your hearts, "V'rodaf osam," you will be chased, "V'nasu minusas chervin," you will be run after by the sword, "V'avadetem bagoyim," and you will be lost and taken over by the goyim, "V'hanisharim bachem," and those of you who are left over, "Ba'avonos ba'artzos oyveichem," in the land of your enemies, There you see very clearly Parshas B'chukosah is talking to the totality, all of Klal Yisrael, all of world Jewry. Therefore, we see one significant point about Parshas B'chukosah. It's written B'lashon Rabbim, but there's a second significant point, and that is if you continue in the Psukim, four lines from the bottom, Parshas B'chukosah, the first source, Af ani eleich imam bikeri. Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking directly to Klal Yisrael. Af ani, me, myself and I. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking directly to the Jewish people. Af ani eleich imam bikeri. Ve'hevesi osam be'atzufayim. I will take you from the land of your enemies. Therefore, you see another very critical point in Parshas B'chukosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking himself directly to the Jewish people. So Parshas B'chukosai has these two characteristics. Number one, it's written B'lashon Rabbim, and number two, it's directly given by God. No intermediary, not Moshe Rabbeinu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvod V'atzmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rebuking us directly in these klalos. If you take a look in Parshas Kisavo, you see just the opposite. Take a look, the source that you see in front of you, Parshas Kisavo, Uvagoyim hahem lo sargia, v'lo yemanoach lechaf raglecha, v'nosen Hashem lecha, sham leiv ragaz v'chilyon einayim v'davo nefesh. Who's talking? Not a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's Moshe Rabbeinu quoting God. Take a look what the Pasuk says, V'nasan Hashem Lecha. God will give you. More than that, it's written B'lashon Yachid. V'hoyu Chayecha, your singular life. T'loim Lecha, Mineged. Ufachadeta, Laila. V'yomam V'lo Samin B'chayecha. B'boker Tomar Mi'itin Erev. U'v'erev Tomar Mi'itin Boker. Mi'pacha Levavicha. Asher Tivchad. U'mimare Einecha Asher Tireh. Here, Parshas Kisavo, the Torah portion which we read yesterday, is number one, is written B'lashon Yachid in the singular. And number two, it's not directly stated by God, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu, the intermediary, speaking to the Jewish people on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says, Maseches Megillah notes these two significant differences, that the Klolo Shabbat Taras Kohanim, the curses in Parshas B'chukosai that we read prior to Shavuos, are written in the plural and given directly by God, as opposed to the Klolos in Parshas Kisavo, which we read yesterday, are written in the singular and given by Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, lahalacha, actually in Shulchan Aruch, it says in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh Siman Tav Chof Ches, that these klalos in Parshas B'chukosai in Sefer Vayikra are much more intense, are much more severe, because God is speaking directly to the Jewish people, and God is speaking to all of the Jewish people, as opposed to Parshas Kisavo, where God is only speaking to individuals, not to all of Klal Yisrael, and it's not God directly to Klal Yisrael, but it's God through Moshe Rabbeinu, as Sefer Dvarim and all of Mishnah Torah is written. And therefore, when it comes to Parshas B'chukosai, you're not able to stop at all between the klalos because they're so intense. And if you're to give a second aliyah to somebody in between the klalos, you divide the aliyos, it looks like you're not taking it so seriously. And therefore, when it comes to Parshas B'chukosai, you must read the klalos straight. As opposed to Parshas Kisavo, the Shulchan Aruch says, because it's not written by, directly given by a Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, but it's through Moshe Rabbeinu. And number two, it's only given and as directions to certain individuals who are not acting appropriately. Therefore, you can even stop in the middle of the klalos. The Rambam writes, and this is how we paskin, that the minhag is not to do that, and we have the same rules when it comes to Parshas Kisavo as when it comes to Parshas B'chukosai. Both klalos are read in an undertone, both klalos are read very quickly, both klalos, the person getting the aliyah begins prior to the klalos and finishes after the klalos so that the brachos are not made on the klalos, and both as well are read by one ola and not multiple olim. And furthermore, typically the halacha is in Minhag Ashkenaz today, contemporarily, that the Baal Kriya gets that aliyah. So therefore, those are the significant categorical differences between the klalos in Parshas Kisav and the klalos in Parshas B'chukosai. As the Gemara states in Maseches Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, that one is written Belashon Rabbim directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Parshas B'chukosai. The second Parshas Kisavo is given by Moshe Rabbeinu and not by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and written Belashon Yachid. But indeed, if you take a more careful look, you will note another very significant difference. Not a difference that the Gemara picks up on, but a difference that Chazal pick up on. And a difference that later Rishonim and Achronim pick up on. If you take a look at the end of Parshas B'chukosai in front of you, at the end of the Klalos, you'll see the famous psukim that read as follows. Vizocharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchak, v'af es brisi Avram eskor ve'aretz eskor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, after the Klalos in Parashas B'chukosai, I will remember my covenant with Yaakov Yitzchak, and I will remember my covenant with Avram. I will remember Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ha'aretz te'ozeg mehem ve'teretz eshapsoseh ba'asham mehem. Ve'hem yirtzu asavonam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that even though there's going to be destruction, even though there's going to be pain, even though there are going to be curses, nonetheless, v'zacharti lambris rishonim, I'm going to remember the covenant that I made with your ancestors. Asher hotzeisi osa meretz Mitzrayim leni agom li'oslahem le'elokim ani Hashem. I am Hashem, your God. I promised your ancestors, your forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You see very clearly in Parshas B'chukosai, there's nechama, there is bracha. The Torah ends the klalos and sefer Vayikra with some level of nechama, of comfort. HaKadosh Baruch will not forsake us. We will not be forlorn. HaKadosh Baruch will not forget the covenant that he made to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't forget that he promised us Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never, never, ever whatsoever leave that bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never forget that covenant. And therefore, Parshas B'chukosai Sefer Vayikra concludes with Nechama, with comfort. But if you take a look in Parshas Kisavo, which we read yesterday in front of you, take a look at how the entire Klalos ends. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you're going to be chased after. In the morning, you're going to say, when is night time going to come? In the evening, you're going to ask, when will daytime come? You're going to be sent back to Egypt. You're going to be sold as slaves to your enemies. You're going to become slaves and servants and maids. And then the Torah says, Eile divrei habris, asher tziva Hashem es Moshe lichrosis b'nei Yisrael b'eretz Moav milvad habris asher karsu sam b'moav b'chorev. And there the klalos end, which we read yesterday, with no nechama, with no comfort. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say that he's going to remember the covenant, the bris of Avram, of Yitzchak, and Yaakov. All the Torah tells us in yesterday's parasha, Parshas Kisavos, Eile divrei habris. These are the words. You know what the covenant is? It's not the covenant of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but rather it's the covenant of the klalos. Asher tziva Hashem es Moshe lichros es b'nei Yisrael b'eretz Moav. Milvana bris asher karas itam b'chorev. What happened to the nechama? Why in Parshas B'chukosai, Sefer Vayikra, Klalos Shebetoras Kohanim, conclude with nechama, with comfort, with words of inspiration? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will not forsake, you will not be forlorn. But here in Parshas Kisavo, which we read prior to Rosh Hashanah, there's no nechama, there's no comfort, there's no bris avos. Indeed, we go straight from the klalos to the conclusion of the bris. This third significant difference between the klalos and Sefer Vayikra and the klalos and Sefer Dvarim is a question that many Meforshei HaChumash raise, but I would like to share with you the reproach of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, which you see in front of you. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh on the top of the page, Parshas Kisavo, Perek Chavkes, Pasuk Mem Zayin, asks this question. Take a look. Viraisi Lahayir asks the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Reb Chaim Ben Attar, died in 1743, the great Rav, the Rosh Hashiva in Italy, who emigrated to Eretz Yisrael, buried on Har HaZeisim, a very important, important figure. And in his classic work, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, he asks the question, Lama lo nemru nechamos beklalos ha'elu, kiseider shenemar beklalos shebeparshas b'chukosai. Why is it that there's no comfort in the parsha that we read yesterday after the curses, as opposed to Parshas B'chukosai, where immediately following the klalos and the curses, there is nechama? Question number one. Question number two asks the Or HaChaim, Gam yesh lahoyer, lama kafal haklalos, v'lohispi klalos shamer b'parshas B'chukosai. Why do we need two sets of klalos? Are we that bad? Yes, the Ramban says one is keneged churban bayis rishon. The second keneged churban bayis sheni. But why do we need two sets? Would it not be enough just to have the klalos and parshas b'chukosai? Ki hutzrach lichvol haklalos. That the Kadosh Baruch Hu need to repeat the klalos? Lefisha klalos b'parshas b'chukosai nemlo leklalis Yisrael. Shekei nemru kulam b'lashon rabim. Especially because the klalos in Sefer Vayikra. Parshas B'chukos is written B'lashon Rabbim to all of Klal Yisrael. Mitchilas Matzofa. V'yashmakom lomar shim chelek Yisrael yativu ma'aseim. Ein Hashem makbid al chelek ha-Mashiach. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, when he speaks to all of Klal Yisrael, you could argue that maybe if some of the Jewish people return, some of Klal Yisrael do tshuva, maybe that would be enough. L'zebo klalos ha-murim b'parsha zu v'nemru kulam b'liyashon yachid. No. It's not enough for only portion of Klal Yisrael to return to do tshuva. Every single Jew has to do tshuva. And that's why the klalos and parshas, kisavo and sefer dvarim are necessary to be written b'lashon yachid to the individual. Because until every single Jew does tshuva, until every single Jew corrects his or her way, Klal Yisrael won't be saved. Everybody needs to do what they have to do. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu has to talk to the rabbi in Sefer Vayikra. Ah, you'll think HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only talking to the plurality, to the generality, to all of Jewish people, but if most of Klal Yisrael return, everything will be okay. No. Even the Yachid is in trouble. Here we said, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, we can have an answer to our question. Now we can understand why there's no nechama, no comfort in Parshas Kisavo. The only time there's a comfort, the only time there's going to be a guarantee that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to comfort us, take care of us, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to all of Klal Yisrael. Ki lo yazveim lechalosam, Kadosh Baruch Hu will never forsake the Jewish people. Vishyizkol lebris avosam, Kadosh Baruch Hu will always remember the covenant with the Jewish people, with Klal Yisrael, v'haaretz eskor. Klal Yisrael is guaranteed a nechama. Ma she'ein kein hayechidim b'hem, as opposed to the individual. Ki yarshiu eish toch lamad olam, it's impossible for a yachid to ever be guaranteed a nechama. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, an incredible answer to explain the distinction between Parshas B'chukosai and Parshas Kisavo. Why in Parshas B'chukosai is there a nechama? Why in Parshas Kisavo is there no nechama? It depends on the other distinction, because Parshas B'chukosai is written B'loshon Rabbim, is written to the plural. When all of Klal Yisrael are together, when all of the Jewish people are connected, when there's unity, camaraderie, and brotherhood, when there's Achdus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I guarantee the Jewish people will survive. I guarantee that Klal Yisrael will have a Nechama. I guarantee that Klal Yisrael will see the end of days. Things will be okay with Zechati L'Embris Avos, Zechati L'Embris Yaakov, and Embris Yitzchok, Embris Avram, Ve'eretz Eskor. But in Parshas Kisavo, where the Torah is talking to the Yachid, to the individual is never guaranteed a Nechama. A yachid, a single person, there's no guarantee. It's not possible. It's not feasible. That's why the klalos and parshas kisavo are written b'lashon yachid, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And that's the reason that there's no nechama. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't give nechama, can't give comfort to the yachid. Who knows if that person will do what's right? Who knows if that person will do tshuva? He may never do what he or she is supposed to do. And therefore, for that reason, there's no nechama at the end of Parshas Kisavo. It's only when Klal Yisrael are a unit, are together, are united. There's a certain level of comfort, of peace, of nechama that's going to come when Klal Yisrael are together. Be'achtos, biyachid, that doesn't exist. And therefore, explains the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, that's the distinction. And that's the reason why there's only Nechama and Sefer Vayikra and Parshas B'chukosai following the Klalos. Even though we didn't do good, even though we made mistakes, even though we were cursed, nonetheless, if we're together as a unit, as a group, we're guaranteed a Nechama. But not in Parshas Kisavo, which we read yesterday, which is written B'lashon Yochid, and a Yochid is never guaranteed a Nechama, because who knows if that Yochid will ever return. However, Mefarshim notes, many Mefarshim, you could take a look in the Nesiv HaShalom, you could take a look in Or Gedal Yahu, and even in the early Rishonim point to the opening pasuk in next week's Parsha. There's a change. Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. There is some level of comfort after Parshas Kisavo, and that's Parshas Nitzavim. The beginning of Parshas Nitzavim speaks to who? Kulchem. Why does it speak to everybody? Because Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. You're all standing together. Klal Yisrael got the message. They understood that they're only going to be Nechama if we're together. Like Sefer Vayikra, like Parshas Bichukosai. But in Parshas Kisavo, there is no Nechama. There is only no Nechama because we're not together. And therefore, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokechem. When we're together as a group, as a Klal, even though Rosheichem, Shivteichem, Ziknechem, Vishotreichem, Kol Yesh Yisrael, even though we are individuals, there are certain Jews who are chiefs, there are certain Jews who are elderly, there are certain Jews who are Shotrim, Kol Yesh Yisrael, Tapchem, children, Nesheichem, the wives, the women, Gercha, the Ger, the convert, Asher Bekerev Machanecha, Mechote Beitzecha, Choyv Meimecha, from the water carrier to the lugger of Eitzim, of stones, of bricks, of Eitzim, of wood. Every Jew, from the highest to the lowest, to the most important, to maybe what's most insignificant. We're coming together to accept the second bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make with us. And if we come together, there's going to be a nechama. Leman hakimos chayom lo lam v'yelchal elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you a nation and God will be for you Hashem. Kasher nishba lavosecha la'avram li'yitzchak li'yakov. It's only in Parshas Nitzavim. After the klalos, after klalos, you'll understand that if we're not together, if we're not a unit, if we're not have camaraderie, then we're going to be in trouble. We'll never be in a chama. But here, Atem Nitzavim Hayom, when you come together, when you're able to be a unit, when you're able to be a group, then the Hakamas Bris returns. Leman Hakimos Chayom Lolam, Hu Yelachal Elokim, Kasher Dibalach. And this same promise, the covenant that we read about in Parshas Bichukosai, the Bris Avos of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov returns in Parshas Nitzavim. And this, according to the Rechaim HaKadosh, or Gedaliyahu, Nesiva Shalom, and others, Meforshim, Rishonim, and Achronim explain that this is the key to enter Rosh Hashanah. And this is the reason Parshas Kisavo must be read, and Parshas Nitzavim must be read prior to Rosh Hashanah, because the success, the guarantee that Klal Yisrael will have eternity, that Klal Yisrael will have a future, that the Jewish people will survive, and that there will be comfort, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't forsake us, and that we will stick to the Bris Avos, is when there is a unit, when Klal Yisrael is together, when there's Achdus, when there's Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem. But take a look in the Psukim that you have in front of you in Parshas Nitzavim on the top of the page. And as we always try to do, if you look in the Psukim, you'll see there's a word, one word, that repeats itself over and over again. Atem Nitzavim Hayom. Today. Hayom. The Torah is stressing something about today. And that's not it. In the last line, the last pasuk, Laman Hakimoscha Hayom Lo La'am. V'hu yechalehim kasher dibelach. Take a look, the word Hayom repeats itself over and over in the Psukim. Over and over, it repeats itself after another three times. Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. And the question, of course, is why the repetition of this word Hayom? And Chazal note, and Chazal explain, and Chazal say that Hayom is a reference to the ultimate day. The Hayom, what is that day? Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah in Chazal is referred to as the day. And it's for that reason that the opening psukim in Parshas Nitzavim stress the word Hayom. Because Dafkan Rosh Hashanah, your Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, you need to stand together. Do you want to be over the bris Hashem Elokecha Balas Asher Hashem Elokecha Korei Simcha Hayom? There's a covenant that's going to be established on Rosh Hashanah. And if Klal Yisrael are going to be the recipients of that covenant, on that day Hayom, it must be that we are together. Leman Hakim Oscha Hayom Lolam. It's going to be on this very day, Rosh Hashanah, the Yom of all days, Hayom Horas Olam, the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It's Hayom, it's the day of all days. Rosh Chodesh, Tishrei, Aleph Tishrei, the day of the creation of the world, the day of the covenant, the Bris Sheni and Parshas Nitzavim. Everything happens Hayom. And if you want to be Zocha to the Nechama, if you want to be Zocha to life, if you want to be Zocha to the Bris, to the covenant, to the Bris Avos,
You have to be standing together. Nitzavim hayom kulchem. You all have to be together, even though they're roshechem shiftechem, even though they're ziknechem and shotrechem, even though they're tapchem neshechem, even though they're gercha, and even though they're chotei veitzechat shovimecha. There's so many types of Jews, so many professions, so many types and stripes and colors and genders, but all of Klal Yisrael come in one tapestry. On this day, on hayom, you have to be nitzavim hayom kulchem. You have to come together. You have to all be together. As a tzibur, as a unit, we have to be united. And then we're zocha to the nechama. And I want to share with you how you see this theme again in the most beautiful of haftaras, which we read, Parshas Vayera, the famous story of the Isha Shunamis, the Shunammite woman, which you have in front of you, Malachim Beis, Perek Dalet. Take a look at the famous psukim. And take a look at the word that repeats itself, which you just saw. Vayehi hayom. It was on that day. And take a look, that word will repeat itself again. And just like we explained in Chazal, that the word hayom is a reference to Rosh Hashanah, so too in Sefer Malachim. This day is Rosh Hashanah. And something very unique, something very special happened that day. What happened on that day? Vayavar Elisha, the famous prophet Elisha, the student of Eliyahu, traveled to Shunam. Visham Isha Gedola, there was a great woman. Vatechazek Bolech Olechem, and she encouraged him and invited him over to eat bread, to break bread with her. Vahimide Avro Yasser Shamalech Olechem. Every day this Shunammite woman invited Elisha to a meal to eat with her. Vatomer Elisha, and Elisha said to this woman, Hine na yadati ki shalokim kadosh over aleinu tamid. This Shunammite woman said to her husband, I know there's a holy man, a Navi, a prophet, who is passing by us in Shunam on a regular basis. And she turns to her husband and says, you know, we've invited him to eat bread with us. We've invited him for a suda. Let's do one step more. Nasena alias kir kitana. Let's make for him a room. Let's set him up space. He's always traveling. He's a commuter. There's no space in the hotels. They're taken. Let's make for him a little office. Let's make for him a little space where he could rest, where he could sleep. We'll give him a lamp, a candelabra, a table, a chair, that whenever he comes by, he'll have his own private place to rest and stay. Vayehi hayom, and it was on that day. Vayavo shama v'yasel aliyah v'yishkav sham. Indeed, he came on that day on Rosh Hashanah. And what did he do? He went to his space. He went to his private quarters that were made for him, and he slept. Vayomel Gehazi Ne'aro, and Elisha said to Gehazi. Gehazi was his accompany person, his servant. Kara l'shunami sazos. Call the Shunammite woman. Vayikur lavatam alufanam. And the Shunammite woman comes to Elisha and she stands in front of him. Vayomer lo. And Elisha says to the Shunammite woman, Emorna aileha. Hine charat alenus kol acharada azos. You've done so much for me. You've taken care of me. You've fed me. You've given me room and board. Malasos lach. What can I do for you? Hayesh l'dabra l'chal ha-melech. Can I speak to the king for you? Al sarat tzavar, to the head, the chief of the army. But Tomer, she responds, Besoch ami anochi yosheves. I don't want anything. You know what I want? I want to be with my people. I want to dwell with my people. I want to live with my people. Vayomer, and Elisha responds, Malasos lo vayomer Gehazi, aval beinein lo, isha zaken. Gehazi turns to Elisha and says, you know this Shunammite woman, she's such a tzadekes. She's not asking anything of herself. She has no son, she has no child, and her husband is elderly. Vayomer krala v'yikul avatama b'pesach. She comes back and returns. And Elisha promises her in Pasuk Tezayin, a year later, you will have a son, you will have a child. Vatomer adoni isha lokim al techaze b'shivchaseich. And the Isha Shunamis looks at the holy man, Elisha, and says, don't mock me. I don't believe it. Vayehi hayom. This story takes place on this very day, the day of Rosh Hashanah. The word hayom again repeats itself three times in these pithy psukim. And what does the woman want? What does she say? Vayomer lo emor na la, you've done so much for me. What can I do for her? What does she respond? Four words. Besoch ami anochi yoshaves. I just want to be with my people. I just want to be connected to Klal Yisrael. I want achdus. I want tzibur. You know why? Because today is Rosh Hashanah Hayom. And the day of Rosh Hashanah is not a day for me. It's not a day about me, myself, and I. It's not a day about Yechidus. It's not Beharshas Bichukosa. Because if you're only alone and if you're not connected to your people, you're only concerned about yourself, you're only making requests about yourself, there's not going to be Nechama. The only time there's Nechama is when Klal Yisrael is together. When there's a group, when there's a unit. And the Isha Shunamis understood this on that very day, Hayom. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, she appreciated, it's not about me. So much so, many Gedoli so refused to get an Aliyah on Rosh Hashanah because they didn't want to have their name called out. Yamor, Moshe Chaim, and Yehuda Ari, I don't want my name to be called out. I don't want anybody to know where I am. I just want to be with Klal Yisrael. I just want to be swept up with the Tzibur. Because when I'm with the Tzibur is guaranteed success. The Tzibur is guaranteed a Nechama. But Klal Yisrael, only when we pick out individuals, there's no guarantee. This presentation of the Psukim and Parshas Melachim are not mine, of course, but it's the Zohar. The Holy Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Noach explains the story of the Isha Shunamis as I just did. Take a look in front of you. The Zohar and Parshas Noach, Parsha Nun Ches, Rabbi Elazar Amar Tachazi. Look at this, B'shata D'dina, at a time of judgment. Lo livoy leila inish diyat gershmei leila kame kutcha bricha ba'alma. When God is judging the world, you don't want your name to be called out. When there's a judgment taking place, hide. Be part of Klal Yisrael. Don't stand up. Why? I'it karshmei, if you're going to mention your name, yat karun chovahi. God is going to remember all of the things that you have done wrong. God is going to have to carefully look and check and see how you're doing. Therefore, when God is doing judgment, and when there's judgment taking place in the world, make sure that you're with the group. Make sure you're with the klal, like the Orachaim HaKadosh says, there'll be a nechama after the klala in Parshas Bichukosai. Because when you're with the klal, you're guaranteed to be swept away with all the Jewish people, because klal Yisrael is guaranteed nechama. But how do we know this? Asks the Zohar. Minolon, the second line, Mishunamis. We know this from the Isha Shunamis. Dehahu Yoma, that day when it says in the Psukim, Vayihi Hayom, and when it says Vayihi Hayom, what's it referring to? Yom Tov de Rosh Hashanah. It's referring to the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. V'kut Shebrichu Doin Alma. And God is judging the world on Rosh Hashanah. U'kidein Amar La'alisha. And what did Elisha say to her? Hayesh Ledaber Eloch El HaMelech. Can I speak to the king for you? Who's the king that Elisha was going to speak to? Do'kut Shebrichu D'chidein Ekri Melech. Melech HaKadosh. Melech HaMishpat. What do we say all of Rosh Hashanah? HaMelech. HaMelech. It's all about HaMelech. HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat. Elisha said, I'll speak directly to the king for you. Melech Malchi HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's Hayom. I could take care of you. I could respond and I could solicit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I can make all of the requests in the world. What do you want? It's Rosh Hashanah. I'm the prophet Elisha, the student of Eliyahu. I can present myself to God and ask anything of you. And what is the Isha Shunamis respond? Besoch ami anochi yosheves. I'm with my people. I'm with the tzibur. Lo ba'ina d'yitkun li v'yishkuchun bi. Ela besoch ami. Don't mention my name to God. I don't want to be singled out, because when I'm singled out, the Kodesh Baruch will see that there are other things about me that aren't so hot. And there are things about me that aren't so great. So therefore, besoch ami anochi yosheves, I want to be with my people. Don't single me out. It's true, I have an elderly husband. It's true, I don't have a child. But on Rosh Hashanah, I don't want to be looked at differently, uniquely, distinctly, individually. I want to be part of the Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is guaranteed a nechama. Klal Yisrael is guaranteed to be remembered by Bris Avos. That's for sure. But the Yachid is absolutely not. And if you take a look in the Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah that you have in front of you, toward the bottom of the page, you see that all of the Tfilos of Rosh Hashanah are written in the plural, in the Rabbin. We make no individual requests on Rosh Hashanah. Zachreinu l'chaim, remember us. We don't say Zachor l'chaim. Melech Chafetz Baruch Hu, Kosveinu b'Sefer HaChaim. Write all of us in the Book of Life. Micha Mocha Av Horachamim Zohar Yitzurav L'Chaim Rachamim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, remember all of your creations for life. We don't say, remember me. Uksov L'Chaim Tovim Kol B'nei B'Risecha. All of Kalal Yisrael should be remembered properly. B'Sefer HaChaim Bracha V'Shalom. Parnasa Tova. Gzeros Tovos. Kodesh Baruch Hu, please give us blessings. Peace. Good parnasa, good decrees, Yeshua Svenachama, salvation, comfort. Nizach Revinikasiv Lafanecha, Anachnu Vechol Amcha Beis Yisrael, Chaim Tom Shal, all of Klal Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu, don't look at me, but look at me as a part of the entire tapestry, as a part of the entire puzzle. We're a big puzzle piece, Klal Yisrael, well more than a 1,000-piece puzzle. But we don't want to be looked at with our unique puzzle. On Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we are part of a cloud. And as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, look at me as part of the grander picture of Klal Yisrael. Avinu, Malkeinu, Chatanu Lefanecha. I don't say that I have sinned. We have all sinned. Avinu, Malkeinu, Asei Imanu Leman Shmecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, do for all of us. Avinu, Malkeinu, Chadesh Aleinu Shana Tova. Kadosh Baruch Hu, remember all of us and give us all a new, sweet, happy new year, because when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we ask you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to look at Klal Yisrael, not to focus on me, because Klal Yisrael is guaranteed a future. Klal Yisrael is guaranteed Kiva Moed. Klal Yisrael is promised that the Mashiach will come, will take us out of our gullus, will bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. V'haya b'yom ahu, yitaka b'shofar gadol. That's Malchiel, Zichronos, and Shofros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Zocher the Bris Avos. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Tokeh b'shofar gadol, v'saneis, v'kabit, golu yoiseinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return us to where we are supposed to be. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. That's why Parshas Kisavo must be read prior to Rosh Hashanah. Parshas Nitzavim must be read prior to Rosh Hashanah, because it needs to be understood by each and every single one of us that we can't just focus on ourselves, but more than that, we have to look out. And this is what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter famously called and coined: the success to a Rosh Hashanah, the success to be Zoche Badin, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, is to be an Ish HaRabim Tzrichim Lo, to be a person that Jewry needs, to be a person that Klal Yisrael needs, because then you're part of the Tzibar Shabbat, who says, I can't take you away, I need you. That doesn't mean that you have to run an international chesed organization. It doesn't mean you have to be a principal of a school, and it doesn't mean you have to be a rabbi of a 500-person congregation. What it means is that you make the life of people around you better. A neighbor, a friend, a family member, a community member. You help other people in your surroundings. Then you become an Ish HaRabim Tzrichim Lo. And you use your talent and your individual traits to be able to make Klal Yisrael better. To be able to make the Jewish people a better, stronger unit. To be an Ish HaRabim Tzrichim Lo, like Rabbi Yisrael said in his Talmidim, expounded upon, means to be able to figure out what you could do to help others. Each person has a unique trait, like it says in Parshas Nitzavim. We have Roshechem Shiftechem. We have Ziknechem Shotrechem. We have Tapchem Neshechem. We have Gerach Hashem Bekerv Machanech. We have Chotei Veitzecha Choyvimecha. We need the water carrier. We need the person who's a shofet. We need the judge, and we need the water carrier. We need the person who's going to lug the eitzim, lumber, and we need the person who's a zakein, who's an elderly. We need men and we need women. We need children. We need all of Klal Yisrael. And each and every single individual has to be able to bring their trait, their characteristic, their special, unique talent to the fore. And then it's nitzavim hayom kulchem. Then Klal Yisrael comes together, and that's how we're going to see success. And based upon this, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's Talmud in the Sefer Chachma Umusar, the altar of Kelmrim Simchel Zissel Ziv, Chelek Aleph, Simen Pehei, explains a stira in Chazal that can be understood based upon everything that we said. The Gemara says, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, you have it on the top of your page, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis. We don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Hallel on Yom Kippur, everybody's familiar. And the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Avo, Amr Malachi Ashar Sefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam Mipnei Ma'in Yisrael Amr Mishira Lefanecha Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippur. The Malachim, the angels, ask God on high, why is it that on the Yomim Noraim, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there is no challah. And the Gemara answers, Rosh Hashanah Lamebeis, Lamebeis, Amar Lahem, Efshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din, V'Sifrei Chayim, V'Sifrei Mesim, Psuchim Lefanev, V'Yisrael Omrim Shira. It's a day of judgment. The book of life and the book of death are open on God's table. How is it possible to recite Shira? How is it possible to sing songs? How is it possible to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu and sing B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim? To say Lo Lanu? To say Hodu Lashem Kito? How can we say Hallel? It's an impossibility. Efshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din V'Sifrei Chayim V'Sifrei Meisim Psuchim L'Fanav Yisrael Mitzrayim. We can't say Shira. It's impossible. It's an intense day. It's a serious day. It's a day where a lot is hinging upon it. The Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Meisim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is being Kosev on Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be Kosev on Yom Kippur, and you expect just to say Hallel, to sing Hallel. It's not right, it's not appropriate, it's an impossibility. That's the Gemar Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Lamebeis, Amebeis. However, the Tur in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the first Simen in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tav, Kuf, Nun, Aleph, writes as follows, that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Roch Tzinu Mistaprim, we bathe and we take a haircut. Why do we bathe and why do we take haircuts? Why do we get all excited, dressed up on Rosh Hashanah? It's based upon the Medrash. The Medrash says, "Mi goy gadol, who is a great nation? Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Yeshua, Omen, Eze Uma Kumazu, who is like the Jewish people? Shiyodas Ofiyosh Elalokah, who understand their God. What does that mean? Perish min haga vidinav. Shimin Hago Shel Olam, the way of the world is Adam Sheish Lo Din. A person is prepared to go to court, to be judged. There is a situation, a litigation, a case where you have to go to court. What is the person wearing? Shchorim. Umisatev Shchorim. The convict is wearing black. He's dressed in black. Umigadel Zakeno, you see his beard is long. Ein Chotech Tziporov, he may not have even cut his fingernails. He doesn't know how the judgment is going to come. What's the verdict going to be? What's the outcome? He's frightened. He's scared. He's panicking. He's not dressed properly. He's dressed because he's scared, black and black and black. Aval Yisrael Enokein, on Rosh Hashanah, when the Jews are being judged, the ultimate judgment, the judgment of all judgments, what do? Lov Shem Levanim, we wear white. Umisatfim Levanim. And we prepare and wear white clothing. Umigalchim zakanim, we shave our beards. Umechatchim tzipornehem, we cut our fingernails. And more than that, on Rosh Hashanah, ochlim v'shosim usmeichim Rosh Hashanah. We're happy, we eat and we drink and we're joyous. Why? Lefi shiyodin shakadosh baruch hu yasem lanes, we know that God will perform a miracle for us. We make a big meal. We eat well. We eat and we drink and we're happy and we're joyous because we know and we're confident. God will perform a miracle for us. And therefore, we prepare for Rosh Hashanah and we act on Rosh Hashanah happily, joyously, ecstatic, elated, because this is the day that we're waiting for, that we know that God will perform a miracle for us. And asks Rav Simcha Zissel of Ziv, and the Sefer Chachma Musar Chazal seem to conflict and contradict themselves. On the one hand, the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamabez and Mabez, we don't say Hallel because it's not a happy and it's not a joyous day. The Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are Pesuchim Lafanav. The Book of Life and the Book of Death are open, and we can't sing. We can't be joyous. We can't sing Hallel. But on the other hand, Chazal say, the Medrash says that we should be happy, we should be joyous, we should eat, we should be smeichim Rosh Hashanah. Asks the Simcha Zissel Ziv, how do we approach Rosh Hashanah? What is the dichotomy of Rosh Hashanah teaching us in Chazal? What do we do? How do we act? What's the approach? What's Rosh Hashanah? Serious, intense, or happy, clappy? Well, what's Rosh Hashanah? And Rav Simcha Zissel Ziv says in Chachma Musar, exactly this point that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh makes. It depends for who. If the focus of Rosh Hashanah is the individual, if the focus of Rosh Hashanah is the Yachid, that individual has no guarantee, and therefore be inappropriate to sing and to dance and to be happy and to be confident, because the Yachid, the individual, is never guaranteed. There are two dinim taking place in Rosh Hashanah. There are two judgments that are taking place in Rosh Hashanah. One for the Yachid and one for the Tzibur. And if you look in the Rosh Hashanah davening, you'll see it throughout. That there's a din, there's a judgment on the Yachid, and there's a din, and there's a judgment on the Rabbim. The Yachid, the individual, is frightened and is scared because I don't know what's going to come. We've seen the last year in two tsaros, tsururos, pain and suffering, trials and tribulations. Lo yuma, no Yachid was saved, no individual was protected. But Klal Yisrael, that's a different story. Klal Yisrael is guaranteed success. The Jewish people, Klal Yisrael, there is eternity, there is Moed, there is an end, there is a Bris Avos, that for sure. And therefore, said Reb Simcha Zissel of Ziv, the Talmud Mufok of Reb Yisrael Salanter, you gotta become part of the Klal. You gotta become part of Klal Yisrael, because if you're part of Klal Yisrael, then, as the Medrash says, we're confident, Sheyodim Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yasim Lames. We're confident that Kadosh Baruch Hu will perform a miracle for us. There's no doubt. Kadosh Baruch Hu will save Klal Yisrael, will protect Klal Yisrael. We left Mitzrayim, we made it to Matan Torah, we made it to Matan Torah, we crossed the Yamsuf. We crossed the Yamsuf, we got through the Midbar. We got through the Midbar, we made it to Eretz Yisrael. We made it to Eretz Yisrael, we were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. There was a Beis HaMikdash, we were kicked out again. There was a second Beis HaMikdash again. But Klal Yisrael are confident, there's a guarantee with after Golos Achar Golos, Gola Achar Gola. There's no question that Klal Yisrael will see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. There's no question that Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael. There's no question that Klal Yisrael will see the Mashiach Tzidkenu and hear the shofar blow again. That's a guarantee. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises us that. That's for sure. And we have to become part of Klal Yisrael. That's our job. Because if we single ourselves out, if we live on an island, if we're just an individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember our tzaras. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember the things that we've done wrong. And that's why the Isha Shunamis, even though she had Elisha to speak directly to the Melech Malchim Malchim Kadosh Baruch Hu, on Rosh Hashanah, who wouldn't accept that? That a prophet, Elisha, is going to come and is going to tell me, what do you want? I'll speak to God for you. Whatever you want, healing, sickness, shiduchim, whatever you want, it's going to be taken care of. I'll speak to the Melech, Hayom. Besoch ami anochi yoshev, there's one thing that I want. I want to be with my people. I want to be with Klal Yisrael. I want to be in shul on Rosh Hashanah. I want to be with Klal Yisrael. I want to be with the community on Rosh Hashanah. Because I'm in trouble if I'm alone. I'm in trouble if I'm by myself. I'm in trouble if I'm an island. Because then I can't sing Shira. Because the Yachid individual is never guaranteed success, is never guaranteed the comfort, is never guaranteed Nechama. And that's the pshat of the Rechaim HaKadosh, why dafka in Parshas Bechukosai, following the klalos, there's nechama. Because when all of Klal Yisrael is together, there's going to be a nechama. There's going to be a bris avos. But in Parshas Kisavo and in Kadosh Baruch Hu, through Moshe speaking to the Yachid, when it's only individuals, there's no guarantee for nechama. It's absolutely not. And it's only in the beginning of next week's Parsha, Parshas Nitzavim. When Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, when on Rosh Hashanah you're together, then there's a guarantee that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will return. Laman Hakim Oscha Hayom Lo La'am Buhu Yechal Elokim. Therefore, our job, as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, and as we're just a week and a little bit away, is to think and to contemplate, what can I do to become part of the Klal? What can I do to become a person that Klal Yisrael needs? What can I do as a friend, as a neighbor, as a wife, as a mother, as a grandmother, whatever one's responsibility is in life? Everybody has a way to make the people around them better, stronger, uplifted, to make myself necessary, to make myself part of the group, to make myself part of Klal Yisrael. Tshuva, tefillah, utzdaka. It's done through. And my job is to figure out where I can use my kochos, my talents, to become part of Klal Yisrael, to become an ish harabim tzrichim lo. And when we're part of the Klal, when Klal Yisrael needs us, when our friends and family need us, when our neighbors and congregants need us, when we are part of the Jewish people, when we are part of the tapestry, when we are another puzzle piece in the bigger puzzle, when we are part of the bigger picture, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I need this person around. I need to keep this person around because they're necessary for their group, for their unit, for the Klal. And therefore, that's what we have to do as we prepare for Rosh Hashanah and then Rosh Hashanah proper, to continue to be part of the Klal, to uplift the Klal, to uplift others around us, to become an Isha, Rabbin, Tzrichim, Abbezes, Hashem, we all together.
with all of Klal Yisrael Shabizocha, to a Ksiva Chasima Tova, to a Rosh Hashanah that's full of Simcha, Sas and Yeshuas, to the Tafshin Pei Beis, that's a year of joy, a year of Yeshua and Geula. Bezus Hashem, wishing everybody a wonderful, wonderful week.